It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
And we had a lot of NFL doings transpiring today. So remember the Lions proposed to eliminate automatic first down for defensive holding? That did not pass.
Oh.
They said, no dice. So you need 24 of the 32 votes to get it passed.
Do you know how many they got?
I don't think I've seen that vote count.
I agree with that. I mean, I think the holding should be a penalty, but you're already going 10 yards.
Yeah.
And now you get the first down. Like, I agree with them trying to pursue that.
Because it's the back-breaking, it was 3rd and 25, and you got that, and you're like...
Automatic first
fine,
down.
Fine, then make it 3rd and 15 or 13, depending on where the spot of the foul was or whatever.
Yeah, I do hate that. But it is one of those that the referees can really control a game if they decide they want to call it. Because we're told all the time, holding's on every play. It's just a matter of if they decide to call it or not.
Now, what the NFL did decide to approve, they approved expansion of replay assist. So, for some people, they'll love it. For some people, they'll be like, why? And you'll still get it wrong anyway.
Is this like the ABS?
Kind of. So, they're now going to allow you can check on hitting a defenseless player, grabbing the face mask, horse collar, tripping.
Okay.
Not tricking.
So many tricks. When it comes to baseball, they were like, we need to make the game faster.
Yep.
And hey, how much time is it going to take with the automatic balls and strikes system? Oh man, not that much time. We're actually good.
Yeah.
With football, nobody's asking for the game to be shorter.
I think you're right. I think the NFL is still kind of obsessed with keeping it in that 3-hour window.
But they also do want to get things right. For the most part, it sounds like they want to get calls right. And the fans want that too. Because then we have the controversies of, It was a catch. No, it wasn't a catch. Des caught it. No, he didn't catch. Like,
yeah.
So, and they were supposed to get that one right, and they still effed it up.
Right.
But they do want to get it right, and I think fans definitely want that to be right as well.
The owners did also pass the rule guaranteeing each team a possession in overtime. Now, we had talked about this. Actually, we've been talking about this for a while. This is something that could potentially slow down the game, although you're still going to have the maximum of 10 minutes in the overtime. I know some people wanted to push that back to 15 as well. Do you like the idea of the rules falling more in line with how they do in postseason?
I don't care in the regular season, honestly.
Okay.
Now, there's going to be a team that it matters a lot to them, but it's going to be that one team. And it might be the Cowboys, and we'll be like, dadgummit, I can't believe this happened. Well, score more points in regulation and you don't have to worry about it, or stop a team from scoring. But it does feel like once you get to the playoffs, if you've never experienced it, you don't know what to do. Maybe you don't have a real system built for it because you didn't do the same thing in the regular season. That's a trial period for the playoffs. So that's the one reason that I would say I want that trial period. But that's what practice is for as well. Practice for those situations.
Quick football logic question for you guys. Would you still always take the ball first? Because I know in college overtime, there's thought that like going second, you can see exactly what the other team did. And you could still do that in the NFL. But if it's still tied after you both get that one possession, then it's sudden death. So it does feel like still having the ball first is the way to go.
I want to take the ball, score, put pressure on them to now score, hype up my defense.
Like, would you go for two or just kick the extra point?
Man. So more often than not, Kevin, I am going for two.
Okay.
I'm probably not kicking extra points in the regular season most of the time. I'm one of those guys like, no, let's get 2 points. Let's get eight every time. They're giving us a chance to get eight. We might as well take eight from them. And I want my team to have that mentality. I'm more Dan Campbell in that respect.
Okay.
It might not be the logical thing. It might not work out for me.
I got you.
But if my team starts expecting it, hey, we're always going for eight. We're never going for seven. So that would probably be my approach.
Same question for you, Alec.
I think I'm still taking the ball first because I do like the idea of putting pressure on the other team, because if you can get them to press offensively, they're going to try to do too much more times than not. They're going to think that they have to make every play count. So if they try a little too hard on every play, or maybe they get into a pass happy mode where they're like, we're going to throw the ball three times in a row, then hey, that's their problem, not mine. And to Corey's point, get that defense hyped up, them knowing that, hey, we don't, like, obviously if we get a stop here, we win, but we also have those 7 points, maybe even 8 points to go along with it. So it's not the end of the world. We get another shot at this thing as a team.
Would you choose to go for two regularly? I mean, I get it. A lot of this can be situationally based depending on what kind of game it's been and all that. Just as like a blanket statement, do you think you would usually just go for the extra point or go for two?
I think in 2025, people are going to look at you weird in a situation like that if you don't go for two. Like, I think it's going to become more and more common, and that purist mindset is going to start to go away. Dan Campbell is going to be the pioneer of it, but, you know, I think a lot of teams are going to start the...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
younger head coaches that start cycling in. Maybe it is Kellen Moore who starts it off this year with the Saints. He's like, I don't care if we got the best kicker in the league, whoever that might be at any given time. We're just going to go for two because we think offensively we are smarter than you.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, a couple of things got tabled, which, look, you can break that down a couple of different ways. I think the thought is that they had built up some momentum, but didn't have the votes yet to make it pass. Two things that got tabled, the Lions reseeding of the postseason. That was the Lions' suggestion about not giving division winners an automatic 1-4.
Because the NFC South is so terrible, that and they're just like, they don't deserve a home game.
That is probably true. And then the other thing that got tabled is you're going to have to deal with more talk about the tush push. Can you handle more discussion about this?
I don't care.
Because you're just beat down by it, right? Pick one or the other.
Sure, but I also, I'm for it. If you can do it, then do it. What I was asking Wolchuk, I think this may have been off air, is I want to know the percentage of time that the push from behind doesn't even matter for the Eagles. What they get with the two guards and center, the push they get there, and then the sneak from Jalen Hurts, that's good enough. Yeah. I think most of the time they get the yardage they want. It's the extra yard and a half that everybody's upset about, I think, because the push comes from that. So if they're doing a quarterback sneak, what's the problem? If they're that successful on it.
Yeah.
And we've seen players get pushed before. We see offensive linemen, guys on the goal line, they're like, hey, let's just kind of lean into them. Or the pile's moving and then they finally blow the whistle. I don't understand what the big problem is. Other than people go, we don't know how to stop it. So the only way to stop it is by eliminating it from the game. And that's what I hate.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. Now, I don't know if Jets owner Woody Johnson watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure before this quote, but he was asked about, hey, you got an F in the players' rankings for ownership. And he said, my first reaction, I think it's totally bogus. Then he derided the survey as, quote, not fair, and said if the players are unhappy, they need to tell him. Quote, I can't do anything if you don't tell me. Does this count as telling you? Like, I know they didn't directly. I get what he's saying. Like, hey, come to me person to person. Like, I get that. But surely this now counts as telling you, right? Like, a huge percentage of everyone's team voted on this, and they gave you an F.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that counts.
Aren't they saying, hey, we're laying you off for cultural purposes if y'all want to take this buyout now? Like, isn't that?
Oh,
I think they just rolled. Jets just rolled out this idea where they're doing that. So, hey, we learned from our survey.
Thanks a lot, Aaron.
That Rodgers. We stunk. I think it's bogus, but now I'm going to give everybody an option to get a buyout, get 18 months, something like that, and we'll move on from that. I don't know. Like, if you think it's bogus, then probably you're not changing things.
And I don't know if you guys have strong opinions about this as well. We talked about the probability of this. In fact, the high probability of it. The NFL is moving the spot of touchbacks back up to the 35. Now, we talked about it, how it got moved to the 30, hopefully, and with the new kicking rules, they would spur on some more returns. They got more returns, but not as many as I think they anticipated. So now they're going to increase it to the 35.
Is this encouraging more field goals?
It might be. I think
more Brandon Aubrey's.
See, I think if I'm the Cowboys, I'm like, great, 15 yards, we get a shot. I think the NFL is viewing it as further incentive because they really seem to want to jumpstart the kickoff thing, which is weird because it feels like we've discussed how there's more injuries on the kickoff versus anything else. And so they're trying to be safer, but they're also trying to jumpstart it. There's a lot going on that the NFL is trying to pull off.
I like this idea. Multiple people have texted this in, but the idea of the tush push, what if Jalen Hurts did it for an entire 8 minutes in overtime and they just tush push the whole way down the field and then they got their points?
I'm not going to lie. There's been a couple of times when the Eagles were in 3rd-and-3 and they run a different play that's like maybe an incomplete pass. And I'm like,
why?
Why not just do back-to-back tush pushes? Like, if you know you're going to be getting your yard and a half, maybe your 2 yards. So maybe it's 3rd-and-2, 3rd-and-3. That thought has crossed my mind a million times.
Yeah.
By the way, the NFL is very concerned about player safety. I've told you that's why they redid some of the kickoff rules. Also, now you only have to flex a game to Thursday Night Football within 21 days. Now, it was 28 days, and they decided, you know what? 4 weeks is too long for you to think you're going to go from playing Sunday. Now you have to play on Thursday. We're only going to give you 3 weeks. It's things like that. That's fine if that's what you want to do. But I don't think that always works in cooperation with we're looking out for the best interests of player safety.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Maybe you shouldn't be flexing because they're like 4 weeks is too long because some of these teams got worse again.
If safety is really important, get rid of the Thursday night and Monday night games.
Yes, or definitely don't flex a Sunday game.
Matter of fact, make there be a week between each game or 2 weeks between each game. If you're really concerned about them,
you know what? And I think
shorten the season even more.
And I think if the NFL was really smart, they could cycle through a little bit and only play every other, each team only plays every other week, but you would still have your slate of 8 games per week. And look, there's a lot to think about.
Shorten the season, Kevin, to like, I don't know, 8 games total.
That's not what we're going to do,
then
Corey.
And double up the price because supply and demand.
Instead, they're concerned about player safety and they're going to add another game.
Okay.
Although I do think they're going to add another bye week, and that is going to be the new NFL schedule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.